such a comfort to be here together with all of you. And what better time to address all the chevra than during our Aseres Yimei Teshuva? I think the greatest thing any of us can be doing during our Aseres Yimei Teshuva is Liman HaTorah. After all, we say it in our davening every day, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Samasecha, this bracha that talks about Teshuva, is for some reason something that is centered all around Liman HaTorah. That is our greatest way to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, is to learn His Torah, to come to an understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So I don't know how many of you spend time, or will spend time in the next couple of days, going through some of the words of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when the Rambam outlines for us what the journey and the process of Tshuva is all about. And there's one very famous, well-known mashal of the Rambam where he says that every year during this period of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down on the world and he makes a very detailed, very careful calculation. And he sees that some communities are living very virtuous and righteous lives, and others are living very corrupt and immoral lives. Some communities he's very proud of, and other communities HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely frustrated by, he's disappointed. And the Rambam describes how the Ribono Shel Olam goes through a calculation and he's trying to figure out, what should we do for the coming year? Should all of this continue to be sustained? Or perhaps we should bring the world to an end after all of this atrocity that's going on all around us? And the Rambam famously says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally comes to the conclusion, after a lot of hesitation and a detailed calculation, that it's the individual choice of any one of us that is going to make that determination. We are going to decide whether or not HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to sustain the world, or perhaps it's not worthy of existing. How many of you have heard that mashal of the Rambam before? So is everybody shy? Or has nobody ever gone through the Rambam and Hilchos Teshuva? Or maybe you don't remember. So Chazorah is very important. But if you have never seen the Rambam, learning for the first time is even more important than Chazorah. I find this Rambam to be a very troubling statement. Is there anybody here who actually believes the Rambam on face value? That's what happens every year at this time of the year? Do you really believe that? Now obviously the Rambam says it, so it's true. But it's hard to really wrap our heads around it. That's really what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide whether the world is worthy of continuing to sustain based on my action? So let me tell you this. I just flew here today from New York. And you think about it, how frustrating it is when we go through an airport. And you wait on the security line. And it's such an inconvenience. And it's so intrusive when they go through your bags and they sometimes make people get undressed or they start patting you down. And they make us take our shoes off. Why all this profiling? Why do we need to do that? What's the reason why we are made to feel so uncomfortable? The answer is, because one time in the history of the world, there was one unbalanced human being, an eccentric person, who figured out how to hide some kind of powder inside of his shoe that was actually explosive. And as a result of that person, look at the price that millions upon millions of people are paying every single day as a result of what one person has done, or one person has tried to do. Do you doubt the power of one individual? Do you not believe what the Rambam says? That one individual, in fact, does have the ability to change the entire world as we know it? Look, it's happened in our lifetimes. It continues to happen. It's the way things go. And we know it to be true. Just on Rosh Hashanah this past week, we read the Haftorah about the story of Chana and Elkanah. And obviously the reason why we read the story of Rosh Hashanah is because Chana was in a state of tremendous, terrible desperation. All she wanted was to have a child, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't yet give her one. And she was davening, and then her tefillos were answered, and she gives him over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of his life. A beautiful story. That's the simple reason why we read it. I think perhaps there's an additional understanding here as to why we chose this story in Tanakh to focus on in the middle of our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. We come to Rosh Hashanah, we think about the words of this Rambam, and how the process of tshuva works The Yalkut Shimoni writes, Elkanah was the God of Hadar. Elkanah was living at a time when nobody was interested in being Ola Larega. We have a mitzvah three times a year, Shalosh Ba'amim Bashana, Yeirah Kol Zechurcha. We have a mitzvah, an obligation to go visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. He was living at a time when nobody was going to the Mishkan to visit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on Yom Tov. And he was determined that he was going to go regardless of what everybody else was doing. And we're told that he traveled with his family, and as he went on his way, he did not choose to take out a hotel room. He did not choose to go to an Airbnb. Hayabah belonged to Rehovah Shalir. He would sleep there in the middle of the town square. And as he was there in the morning, all the community people would wake up and they would see, is that Elkanah? He's there in the middle of the street. What's he doing out here? They would go inquire. They would ask him, what brings you here? He says, I'm on my way to Beis Hashem B'Shiloh. I'm on my way to do the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. Would you like to join us? And the numbers write how the first year he had 5 families that joined. The next year, 10 families joined. Avshahayim kulam over the Yerushalayim, the Beis Hashem B'Shiloh. In the end, the entire Jewish community began to observe and perform the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Rego. One person changed the entire infrastructure of the Jewish community. One person's resolve, one person's determination. And that's what the Rambam says, to realize, to understand the power that one individual has, and maybe, just maybe, that's why we read the story on Rosh Hashanah, not only because of the obvious story of Chana and how it relates to the Korach HaTfilah, but also because we all need to be reminded in a healthy way of how impactful one person's determination can actually be on an entire community. You say to yourself, I'm not going to change the whole world. I can change my yeshiva. I can change my small group of friends. I can change my own family. I can change one segment of my community. I can do something that will make a meaningful difference. And look, so many people have done just that and have changed the world forever. It's fascinating that we read a couple of weeks ago in the parsha the story of the Ir HaNegata, the infamous city that has gone off to serve Avodah Zarah. And how did all this begin? The Torah tells us that we have almost a merciless response. We have to totally obliterate the city, destroy it. There could be no trace of any person who ever lived there. We have to take everything and totally ruin it. Nobody should ever remember that this place existed. How did it all start? Sukkim tell us. Yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyah. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin. What does it mean? Yatsu anashim b'nei b'liyah writes the Gemara. Miut anashim shnayim. Anashim means two people. Two evil, nefarious people were successful in taking an entire firm community and convincing one by one that they should all serve Avodah Zarah to the point that the city is wiped off the map. And we always read this parsha around Chodesh Elul because once again it teaches us the power of an individual. Look what one person can do. Look how much they can destroy. And look, on the other hand, how much they can build as well. It's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, the very first interaction, the very first conversation that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after hundreds of years of them, the Jewish people, waiting to hear some kind of message from the Ribono Shel Olam, what is the first thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates to Moshe Rabbeinu? What does he say? First instruction. Shama Alecha Me'ar Reglecha. Ki HaMakom Asher Atah Omed Aleha Admas Kodesh. Take your shoes off. Is that the most important lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Is there nothing more critically important than that? At this juncture in history, so many more things to talk about. Why does the Ribono Shel Olam choose that? Rabbi Meir Shapiro writes in one of the Sfarim, perhaps the reason why is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu the most important lesson of his life, and that was, sometimes we live life looking at the circumstances of other people, being jealous of our friends, wishing we were having a different set of experiences than the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. And we're always running. We're constantly trying to be somewhere else, to do something else, and not appreciating the opportunity that we have In our set of circumstances that I can draw from Gideon's holiness, Moshe Rabbeinu was being taught a very critical lesson. Shalna alecha me'al rabbe. Take your shoes off. Stop running. Ki ha'makom asher atah omed aleh, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put you, with all of your circumstances, with everything that you represent, that is the holiest, most sacred ground you will ever walk on. That's exactly where the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to be, and it's the place where you can make the greatest impact on the world, certainly on yourself as well. I know we're a little bit out of time here, and I feel badly that we're interrupting the middle of a beautiful night seder, such a Givaldic Kol Torah, amazing. You know, the piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah, obviously the focus of Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to reaffirm how much we believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. You ever notice, one of the piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is the Kol Ma'aminim. So every shul, every yeshiva has their own tune that they use, we're all familiar. But the Kol Ma'aminim, what's the opening line? The Kol Ma'aminim Shehu? Anybody know? First line. I'll give you a little hint. It goes in the Seder Aleph base.
Kel Emunah.
Kel Emunah. Who said that? Excellent. Thank you. Referred to as a Kel Emunah. I'll give you a tremendous hint, not a small hint, it's a tremendous hint. It's one of the parashiyos that we have not yet read before Bezos HaBracha. So you're running out of options. Hazinu is, I'm sorry, Vayelech is very short, so it's not there. Bezos HaBracha, we all know by heart. Hazinu, excellent. Oh, and in there we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as El Emunah Ve'Ein Avel Tzadik Ve'Yashar Hu. Try to translate the word. What does it mean? The Kol Ma'aminim, we all believe, Shehu, that he, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and El Emunah. What does it mean? It's backwards. It should say, we all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean that he is an El Emunah? The Medrash asks this question in Parshas Hazinu. You can look it up. And the Medrash answers what the Pasuk means when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an El Emunah is Shehemin Ba'olamo Ubarao. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in humanity and that is why he created them. It's not that we believe in him. Of course we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not what El Emunah means. El Emunah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in us and that is why he created us. Because he has an unwavering belief in the capacity of what human beings can accomplish in this world. And that is why he created us. Even though there is a tremendous risk in creating human beings, because you never know, everybody has the fear they can do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want them to do. So why would he do such a thing that's dangerous, so to speak? And the answer is he did it because he has a never-ending belief in all of us. That is something that makes us proud. Kol Ma'aminim Shehu El Emunah. We highlight on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's not only that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to equally highlight the fact that he believes in us. And that there is so much that we can accomplish, there's so much that we can do. It's what we say every morning when we wake up. In Moda Ani, Bechemla, Rabba Emunah Secha. It doesn't mean that we have a tremendous amount of belief in you, but rather that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has a tremendous amount of belief in us. And that is why he gave us the opportunity to experience another day of life. And this, says the Rambam, is what all of us need to think about as we come through and we experience the journey of what the Teshuva season is all about. We're in the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And the Rambam says for every person to take seriously the capacity that they have, the capabilities that they have, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in me, Rabba Emunah Secha, El Emunah Ve'Ein Avel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much faith in all of us. because he knows that we all have the ability and the opportunity to change the world forever. It's my humble bracha. We should all be blessed with a Gemar Chasina Tova. And a Mirza Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Kol Mishalos Yivayim L'Tova. We should all be able to see and fulfill our potential. We should all continue to grow with the wonderful yeshiva and Rabbein that you're so blessed to have here. And Alavai, Imenu takes the Torah. From here we should be able to see the building is a great coming out from your learning that you're all going to do, from the change that you're going to bring about into our beautiful work that we inhabit. Here's Hashem, Aluba, Sifu. It's a pleasure to be here. With all of you, a good year. Thank you so much.
Thank you.